We will begin our Historic Preservation Committee meeting Wednesday, February 28th, 2018 at 6 o'clock p.m. Roll call, Bobby Fredericks.
Here.
Howard Ruff.
Here.
Cecile Fowler. Here. Deanna Mooney.
Here.
Sandy Juno.
Here.
And Jim Geinrich.
He's, excuse me, emailed just an hour ago.
We have before us the agenda for tonight's meeting. Any modification? Or could we have a motion to adopt?
I'll make
a motion.
I'll second.
You have a motion and a second to adopt the agenda as presented. Attached to the agenda was the minutes from the December 11th, 2017 meeting. If you had an opportunity, is there any motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
The minutes dated December 11th, 2017, as presented, have been approved and seconded. Any announcements?
I have none, but I do have a request. If Mr. Burke has any updates on the Red Chapel, you can share with the committee.
No.
That's pretty on the spot.
That's okay. I don't have any updates on it.
Okay. If no announcements, any public appearances?
Can I go first?
Well, I guess.
Get in the back of the line.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I understand that the second historic district has been approved to move forward with the Robinson Hill Historic District. I am still concerned, and here it is 5 years later, about, to borrow a phrase from President Trump, is that we have a fake historic district in Alloway, and the fake historic district is the Sunset Circle. It's very similar to the historic district that was just denied by the intensive survey that was just done in De Pere. So there was a subdivision in De Pere with a very famous football player that was denied. It was designated as potentially historic, and they said, no, it's just too new. Okay, maybe in the future, but it's just too new right now, which is the exact same situation we have on Sunset Circle. And the Sunset Circle Historic District, and I'm just, the only thing I can call it is a fake historic district, is Sunset and Vista. Those homes are modern, built in the 70s and 80s, and they don't meet the criteria. And the reason that that's bad is because by using fake criteria, you overlook the truly historic housing stock that we have that makes Alloway truly unique in Northeast Wisconsin and possibly all of Wisconsin, and representative of this style of home throughout the Midwest, and that would be the mid-century modern, which as of this year, that style is now closed. It's now 50 years old, right, from the 30s through 1968 when Vince Lombardi moved out of Alloway. So this is, you know, it's now officially closed. It's now 50 years old. All of the homes that we have that were designed by architects who were studied under Frank Lloyd Wright and designed these mid-century homes with the big stone fireplaces and the natural light and everything, that's what made Alloway a great hit, brought a great housing stock to Alloway in the, you know, 50s and 60s, that's when these were normally done. And I'm very interested in documenting the mid-century modern housing stock of Alloway, built in the 50s and 60s, that makes up the bulk of the homes south of the prison. Okay? And that's where most of those were built. some over by St. Matt's, but a lot of them in the new subdivisions there. And by having our third historic district as really not qualified, that makes it so that we can't study what's really good about us. So we have this mid-century historic. We just did, the Miramar was a revival district. Those were all, you know, Tudor revival and that type of thing. But I would like to see, after we get done with Robinson Hill, look at the housing stock, the village as a whole at the housing stock, and pull together the maybe the 30 or 40 best examples that we have of our upscale, mid-century modern. And it just so happens that next week on the Builder Showcase, a mid-century modern will be on remodeled mid-century modern ranch house on Oakwood Avenue will be on the public tour. So if you want to take a look at that, the tickets I think are $15, but I'm sure we can get into the house with a private tour if you'd like. But that'll show you what upscale executive housing looked like in the 50s and 60s and why people are still buying it and spending money and upgrading them today, which it's, went through it yesterday. It's just absolutely beautiful. So we have this great housing stock that is truly unique to the area, and I'd like to document it after we get done documenting the Robinson Hill. Thanks.
Any comments or questions?
I think Jim's idea is good, and we should pursue it as you recommended. The only thing I recall about Sunset Circle was that I don't think there was a lot of... Well, first of all, it's not an historic district. It hasn't been nominated. It was listed as potential. And when we looked at and inquired of the residents in these places, you know, to gauge interest, there was, as I recall, no real interest there. And so I don't know that it would ever move forward. But in its place, other things could move forward if we choose to pursue them.
After we're done with Robinson, Robinson's a great project, and then after we're done with that,
I think that gives us some work to do of substance, and that we should pursue it.
The reason I brought it up tonight was because it's on the Builder's Home Tour. It's the one on Oakwood Avenue will be available to the public next weekend, and it's exactly what you want people to do. We're selling another one. Same vintage, right at the bottom of the hill in Kellogg Woods, that needs a lot of work. So if we can highlight our great housing stock from the 50s and 60s, now's the time that people want to, you know, renovate those ones instead of renovating the Victorians.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, discussion regarding the approval of the revised certificate of appropriateness form. Trevor had handed out the certificate that is being presented.
Yes, we did. So we discussed at the last meeting that some of the other municipalities and what they have in their application. We looked at our application, and I think the decision from the committee was somewhat of a mix between what the peer had and what we had currently. So I tried to keep the same format, and I tried to keep it on one single sheet because I think that's the best. So the on the back page, the certificate of appropriateness guidelines, that's pretty much copied and pasted from what the peer had, because I remember the committee said they really liked that part. Mm-hmm. And then the front half is from our form, just redoing the format so that it's on one page versus two full pages. So. I'm sorry I didn't get this to you sooner. I think January and February just got away from me. Also, I was meeting was tonight, so.
Should we take a few minutes to look it over?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if you looked at ours, created theirs, and then they fixed ours, and so we're not
taking it. So.
One page is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the description of when it's needed is clear, I think, to me anyway, and was needed.
I don't see anything that I think needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Or many, but probably than I thought.
I just have one item. On the second page, if you look at the, it talks about the review timeline and procedure. Then you go to the second grouping and it talks about the review and approval procedure. Then it has all your little circles. But then we get down to the one, two, three, four, the fifth one. And I'm at, is the fifth and sixth together?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then the seventh, I don't know, is that something, is that a sentence? Or when demolishing a deteriorated building structure, any self-created hardships or difficulties?
Okay.
Does that have to finish with a sentence or something? One, two, three, four.
When you read it, it kind of sounds like the last three all are one.
Or one thing?
Thing, to me. So maybe you just picked up the, it went to another line, you picked up those bullets.
Well, the, I guess the last one is referring to, like, if a building was let go on purpose, or not on purpose, but just out of neglect. They wouldn't necessarily qualify as getting an exemption or something. Whereas the
you would just need to double check and see if that's
that last one just doesn't appear to be a complete sentence.
Sentence, right.
And I think if you just took the next to the last one where it starts with general and just put the cursor over there and hit up or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, it'll just move it over there. You know.
I think it's just an extra bullet
point. Yeah, it's just an extra bullet point because that would read as a complete sentence, detrimental loss to the general welfare, et cetera. And the last one, I think, maybe just needs something else added to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a motion.
It doesn't, I mean, I'm not a...
It's kind of left to you.
I'm an accountant, yeah. I'm not an English major, yeah. But it doesn't look like a complete sentence to me.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, otherwise it looks good.
Yeah. We're not asking for too much, but we're asking for some specifics, which helps to evaluate the request.
Do you want us to take some action on it, or?
You can if you feel like it. Otherwise, we just move forward with this application. I think maybe taking some action would be helpful.
Okay. Do we have any motion?
I'll move to approve the certificate of appropriateness application with the changes that we discussed in the last part of the second page.
I would second.
Okay, we have a motion and second.
Should we vote?
Oh, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the certificate of appropriate application has been approved. As noted by the clarifications on the second page.
And can I make one comment?
Sure.
The next time that this is most likely to be used would be on the Murphy Coles gate when the state moves forward with maybe widening the road. This committee can designate that gate as locally significant. And then the state would have to fill out this form and give extreme deference to the homeowners who own them. So it doesn't guarantee that it wouldn't be torn down, because the plan now is to tear it down and rebuild something similar, mm-hmm. Which I don't think the homeowners want. They want to leave it, give it as much land as they can. So this gives you the power over the state. This is a good thing for the village.
We could designate this locally.
You could,
as
you
a locally designated site,
locally,
which would require this document
and then the state
process.
Build this out, then they would have to give preference to the homeowners. They can still demolish it, but they would have to jump through some hoops and show that they made the decision.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is future meeting dates. There was some discussion, Trevor, as to whether we want to have a monthly meeting or whether we should have a more, maybe a fewer monthly meeting. I mean, fewer meetings.
Yeah, I had emailed you guys and just brought the idea to. I think we could still have that monthly meeting scheduled or there if we needed to take up some action, mm-hmm. But just kind of earmarking like maybe four meetings throughout the year, that those would be kind of the meetings that we actually would take action or do other things. I guess I broke it down, like I said, into quarters, and January through March, I guess January we always kind of get an update as far as grants we apply for or different things like that. At least that's going back in my notes. That's kind of what generally takes place. And then the April through June, May is Historic Preservation Month. So historically, April, we've passed a Historic Preservation Month proclamation. And we've also, in years that we have been successful in getting grants, for like districts, for like the Miramar district, we've had our district meetings in April or May, as well as gone forward with putting out an RFP for our grant process to hire a consultant to do the nomination work. So I think realistically that could take place in April, because then we'd be able to pass that proclamation. And then July, August and September, we could select the consultant, generally select our next project moving forward. And then I figured a October, November, December. That's the time when we usually discuss that. Well, October is when we should be discussing estimates and submitting the final application for our certified local government, which is typically due in November. So, kind of breaking that up, I figured if we met maybe in January, April, July, and October, we could accomplish those things that we typically do in one meeting, or that typically covers multiple meetings, we could accomplish it in one meeting and it save those other meetings for if they were necessary. That way we're not, we're kind of save everyone's time and we just volunteer and it's very much appreciated. I don't want to make you come out, you know, just for something I could share via email or something like that.
Any comments or discussion?
Well, I think Trevor laid it out pretty well in terms of when would be a good time. And, you know, the beginning of that July, August, September, you know, time, and the beginning of the last quarter, you know, would enable us to do the things that we needed to do if we had projects to move forward. So I'm in favor of it.
Likewise.
I agree.
Good. We're all in favor of, the committee is in favor of having 4 meetings a year minimum, but could be more if we so need them.
Sure. Okay. Good.
Trevor, any project or property update?
Yes, I have a few that I want to share with you. As Jim mentioned, that we were successful in getting the grant, the CLG grant for the Robinson Hill Historic District. So we're waiting from the state for further direction, but knowing from past experience, we'll likely be in direction to send out the RFP. You know, we'll have to, like, because it's a district, we'll have to have another district meeting to ensure that the district's still interested in that sort of thing. So we weren't able to get the grant for the Minahan House. Unfortunately, there were a lot of intensive survey updates and our intensive survey projects that were being funded, and we were actually one of only 2 municipalities in the state that get a grant or to get funding for a district. So I think we're pretty fortunate in that. I haven't received an update on the Grilling or Neufeld houses. Those both went to the State Historic Preservation Review Board 2 weeks ago, I believe. But I tried emailing the state and just waited for a reply. And then no update yet as far as Miramar Drive Historic District related to the National Park Service decision. So I'll be sure to email you guys on both of those once I find that out. And then the final project, that building that we discussed at 1825 South Webster, we're moving forward with raising that structure. Today or yesterday, they started removing some of the materials out of the building. So I think by late April, we'll probably be raised when we actually are able to raise the structure. So,
Trevor, on that property, would we be listing it for sale then, or are we just removing the building?
We're just removing the building. The property owner actually still has ownership of it, but it's just how the events unfolded. This is what we found ourselves.
And are all the taxes up to date on that?
They're not. Yes.
So there's a chance that the county might take it at some point then if you're not paid?
It's possible. I think you have to be 3 years delinquent.
I know they've been pretty aggressive with that lately, so.
Mm-hmm.
pump house?
Oh, in the pump house, the test offer, I guess, expired. There were some financing contingencies on the structure, and the applicant wasn't able to secure financing. Obviously, it makes sense from someone's perspective or the bank's perspective that, you know, if something goes wrong, you have a show of ability. So we were able to find someone else interested in the property, and the village board did accept the offer, and that should be going to the village board on Tuesday night.
That's
one
on Green?
Yes. So I'm sure you'll be hearing more in future meetings.
But so far it looks like there's another opportunity.
Great.
Anything further? Otherwise, we'll look at our next meeting date, which would then be in, well, the end of April, fourth Wednesday of April, which would be April 25th.
One more thing. May 16th is National District Tour Day, and Historic Galleria is doing something. All the historic groups are putting together the Brown County Historic Treasure Tour. So if you put that in.
16th is, I don't know, what's your name called?
The Brown County Federation of Historical Museums. Is that what it is? It's the History Treasure Tour. I'll send you the okay. Put on by Neville Museum and Brown County and Historic Gallery. Okay. So I'll send you the email.
Good. Thank you.
And that form is really good.
So our next meeting will be April 25th at 6 o'clock.
Do you need a motion to adjourn?
Please.
I'll make one. I'll second.
We have a motion to adjourn. Second.
So adjourn.